This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, let's get to business. I guess it's how do I put this? The opinion we would do this whether the Tigers had just won three in a row or not, because you played the equivalent of like a CYO league team. So 22-13 or 25-13, it's all the same to me. Like beating up on the Rockies is whatever. So this topic plays even without that Rocky series. Now you handled your business, especially yesterday. It's very rare you're going to win a double dip 21-2 or whatever it was. The question is this. The level of belief in what you're watching. You know, it's a different way of doing what we did the other day, Rico, where, look, I think they're a 90-win team. 90-72 is a hell of a nice record. You were like, no, I think I want to go higher. The question is, A, like they have the best run differential in baseball. I think they're plus 82.
Mm-hmm. That's somewhere around there.
That's ridiculous. So my question is, I want to reverse engineer. We all see what we're watching. Do you, the believability of this is another way of asking you, do you believe, if you fully believe in what you're watching, do you believe they're the best team in the American League? Because if you're going to call the show and say, I fully believe in what I'm seeing, that means you believe you're going to have the best record in the AL. You are going to be that one seed. Now, I'm not ready to go there yet. So the other thing I wanted to do is, look, level of believability in what you're watching, but what's the most unbelievable thing? What is the thing that's taking place right now with the Tigers that you believe in least? That's not negativity. It's a conversation about all of it can't be this good. And I don't want to start listing things, because that'll take away the ammunition from you guys, the listener. I've got a couple of things. I have one thing in particular I think is completely unbelievable. But I'm going to, I want to take our time with this. But what's your level of belief in what you've watched so far, that through 38 games, are they the best team in the AL? And then what is the thing you believe in least that's happening right now with this team? And it could be anything. It can be not a side of the ball, but whether it's hitting, pitching, defense, it could be a player. It can be whatever you want it to be. So you want to start out there, Vacuum Seal? Is that what you want to do?
I look at this team. I don't think I'm quite ready to say they're the best team. I think they are one of the best. I'm not ready to say they are the best team in the American League.
Level of belief. Like, if I asked you right now, okay, scale of 1 to 5, a 5 means they are the best team in the AL. 4 is you can see a pathway to it, but you're not quite ready.
4.
Oh, okay, we won't even get to 1, 2, or 3.
Yeah.
Noted.
4. 4. This is where, as you would like to, all-star game. if we're still doing this the All-Star break, then I'm probably going to go to a 5 because I look at this pitching staff, and even when the bats aren't there, you got the arms that can get you through some tough games, through some tough stretches. And with the staff that you have, you should be able to go out and win series. And yes, I understand you're not going to be playing the Colorado Rockies. I still can't believe they have 6 wins. I mean that blues, like, how are you a major league team? Like, the White Sox are like, come on, man, pick it up. The level of disbelief that I have,
the thing that is just unsustainable. You don't believe in it.
Center field, Jahvir Bayes, like the way he's playing center field, not the bat. I mean, he's hitting. I know he can hit and he has streaks, but his fielding out in center field is, we're not talking Parker Meadows. It's almost like, Parker, you could take your time and let that nerve wake up because we got somebody in center field who's getting the job done. That's me.
Bayes, the most unsustainable piece of it. Okay. David.
Center field base.
What's the difference?
No,
so you're saying not second base, not third base.
I'm talking about just him out in center field, the way he's able to play out there. It's just like, is this for real? It's almost like a Disney movie.
No, it's not for me. It's not.
I'm expecting Danny Glover show up.
Yeah, I also do not believe that they are the best team in the AL. I'm at a 3. I'm just right there in the middle. I can waver as things change either way. But the thing that I just doesn't believe stays is Casey Mize. I just don't believe it because his strikeout rate hasn't really improved, like, career-wise. It's around the same. And I just believe that hitters will come around and get him a little bit more than they have. I just don't believe that it continues with
Casey
Mize.
So the second go-round.
Correct.
Okay.
They get more tape on him, understand what he's doing a little bit different, understand what he's throwing more of, and they'll come around.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The other, well, here's the other one. Let me throw the number out. 248-539-9797. You do know that the other thing that could be lacking believability, there's been some erosion. There's been a little bit of a fall off with this player. Now, again, no one stat is what I care about. It's the overall.
Torque.
Do you think torque can sustain? The power's been there. And if he finishes the year with 35 or 40 home runs, I really don't care if he ends up, hitting 240 or, the OBP goes down and it's more towards 310 or 320. Torque would be one maybe other people view. I still, it's biased to me.
I can see the torque thing kind of like what Davis said. Because he changed some things up, the next time around when he plays the same teams over, they'll have different pitches that they're going to throw to him, and then you're going to see those numbers come off. I didn't expect I had no great expectations for him. So therefore, I expected him to come closer to the mean and just kind of, yeah, you were never going to be as good as you started off.
Yeah, for me, it's just Baez is in his 30s. He's been a bum for a long time. I'm not buying. I'm just not buying he's going to have a 355 OBP. It's just, it's there's nothing in the profile that's, I mean, right now, Javi Baez would, if the season ended today, have posted his best season in history. No, I don't believe in that. Now, if it goes longer, it doesn't matter if I believe in it. You just go. Mm-hmm. And considering I didn't even want him on the damn team, he's already given you more in a month than I thought he'd give us in a year. So his value, it's already happened.
Brother, you weren't the only one. It was like, no, the Tigers brought him back. It's like, you're not serious about trying to win if you bring him back. Just buy him out.
Yeah, it's also going to be unsustainable. I mean, right now, 26 strikeouts, 4 walks, and you think you're really going to have a 355 OBP if I extrapolate those numbers over. Well, how many? Let me see how many at-bats he's got here. 110 at-bats. Yeah, if you think you're going to have 150 strikeouts and 20, or 150 strikeouts, 20 walks at the end of the year, and that's going to produce a 355 OBP, congrats, you're Ted Williams. Like, it's still the Baez thing, but the offset for that will be if and when Parker Meadows comes back. I can vaporize Javier Baez. So overall, I'm teetering between a 3 and a 4. I'm kind of at a 4 with the Tigers, is that, you know, I don't believe in my Yankees. I mean, Aaron Judge is hitting 450. The team's 500. I don't think we're very good. I don't trust anyone else in the Central. And when you go to the West, who am I supposed to care about? Seattle? I don't. Texas? Yeah, look, I understand they won the World Series. It's been a long time since then, and they stink again. You know, Houston, a little long in the tooth for me, and the pitching's not there. I'm probably at a 4 for believability. Kenny, go ahead, buddy.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking about the Javi Baez thing, because I'm with Rico in the fact that I don't know if that's the thing that can sustain. Because he went from being metrically one of the worst players in all of baseball, one of the worst position players in all of baseball last year, to now being above league average. He has a plus WAR. He has a plus OPS plus. It's above what we all expected, obviously, which was, like I said, above terrible. He's far above terrible now. And I think if he continues to play at this clip, which I don't think he's capable of, because I can't see that happening. But if he does, when we start getting more healthy, I don't see A.J. Hinch taking him out of the lineup. I don't see him vaporizing Javier Baez.
Well, he'll be vaporized in center.
Yeah, he'll be vaporized in center. Yes, he'll be vaporized.
Then he becomes a platoon at short.
Yep, you could put him at short. You could DH him. You could do whatever you like with
but
him.
But I just, the thing I believe in least, Baez, but the team overall, I can see a window to them being the best team in the AL.
So you don't see your Yankees waking up?
No. It's not about waking up. They don't have pitching. I mean, Gerrit Cole dying before the season, that'd be like Skubal dying.
Yeah.
How's your rotation going to look? Man. Then you factor in some of the other injuries and different things, and you look at it and you go, wait, Giancarlo Stanton's going to be out the whole year? Okay, now that's the equivalent of Riley Green being out for you. So you just, I don't think we're very good.
Right, and I think you just get seduced, not you, but it's the Yankees. So you just always figure the Yankees will make some type of trade, make some type of a move to always stay competitive.
248-539-9797. We'll get with you guys on this. What's the level of believability? They're sitting at 25-13. Do you believe they're the best team in the AL? Scale of 1 to 5. And what is the thing that while you're watching, you have the least faith in about this team? Best way to start it. As they kick off what's going to be a beautiful weekend of weather and people, human beings, actually in the ballpark. Should be good viewing.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.